Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host Kent Lundquist, along with my co-host Dr. Al Corns, and we're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. We'll have a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we'll be back for approximately one more hour of swinging sound. So if you got nothing to do on Sunday night and you want to hear some swinging sounds, please join us. Tonight will be installment two of the highlighting the tenor saxophone artistry of Coleman Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins first gained fame in the late 20s when he joined the Fletcher Henderson Big Band, which is the most famous big band of the era. And he played with the Fletcher Henderson Band until about 1934. Then he took off for Europe, and he was in Europe for about 5 years until 1939, played all the venues all around Europe. And then he returned to the United States in 39 and recorded extensively in small groups all that time until his death was around 1969. So we're going to kick it off with Coleman Hawkins on a prestige album that was cut in Hackensack, New Jersey in 1958. And this is a little thing that has Coleman on tenor sax, the swinging Kenny Burrell on guitar, another great sideman here who worked a lot with Coleman was Ray Bryant. Wendell Marshall, who was a bassist with the Ellington Band, and O.C. Johnson on drums. This is a little thing that was written by Coleman Hawkins, or I'm sorry, Kenny Burrell, and it's called Groovin'. Thank you. our highlighted artist of the week, tenor sax man Coleman Hawkins, from his prestige album Soul, that was cut in November 7th of 1958 in the studio, Hackensack, New Jersey. A little thing called Groovin', written by the guitar player on that particular track, Kenny Burrell. In addition, it had some fine piano work there by Ray Bryant.
Well, I'm going to start off with a number featuring pianist Oscar Peterson. This is from a Telarc CD entitled Saturday Night at the Blue Note. And this was recorded live at the Blue Note Club in New York City in March of 1990. And the CD itself won a Grammy Award that year. The group features Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Bobby Durham on drums. In this particular number, Oscar's going to be a solo piano throughout, and he's going to do a tune written by Didette Lee and Willard Robinson entitled Old Folks. Thank you. And it was Old Folks featuring Oscar Peterson on the piano. That was from a Telarc CD entitled Saturday Night at the Blue Note, and it was recorded live at the Blue Note in New York City in March of 1990.
I'm going to continue to highlight the recorded work of tenor sax man Coleman Hawkins, one of the originators of modern jazz tenor sax. This is an album that was cut on a small independent label, probably just a discount LP that you'd find in any grocery store or drugstore, but it was preserved on a CD by Fresh Sound Records, and it's called The Hawk Swings, and it includes, besides The Hawk, Thad Jones on trumpet, who was in the solo trumpet player in the Count Basie band at the time, Eddie Costa on piano, a brilliant pianist and vibist. We'd highlighted his work in the past. George DeVivier on bass and O.C. Johnson on drums. This is a little thing called Crosstown. All right, that was the Coleman Hawkins Quintet on a Crown LP, of course, burned to a CD by Fresh Sound. And there was a little composition called Crosstown. And ably assisting Coleman was Thad Jones on trumpet, and you heard the brilliant Eddie Costa on both piano and vibes. And that was cut in 1960 in New York City.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by tenor saxophone artist Eddie Johnson. This is from a Delmark CD entitled Love You Madly. And that title, of course, is a reference to the phrase Duke Ellington used almost universally whenever he was wrapping up any of his performances. Now, I'm thinking maybe Eddie was thinking back to the late 1940s when he turned the Duke down for an offer to join the band, purportedly because other people were paying more. But Eddie's backed here by John Young on piano, Eddie DeHaas on bass, and George Hughes, some other really well-known Chicago artists. And they're going to do a tune written by Leslie Berkuse and Anthony Newley, which was a tune that was adapted for the musical comedy Dr. Doolittle, and it's entitled Who Can I Turn To? Thank you. That was Who Can I Turn To? Featuring Eddie Johnson on tenor sax, John Young on piano, Eddie DeHaas on bass, and George Hughes on drums. Having seen Eddie Johnson several times in person, I always thought he was pretty much a Lester Young disciple, but on that one, he sounded pretty Ben Webster-ish. And that was from a Del Mar CD released in 1999 entitled Love You Madly.
Next, we find our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Colin Hawkins, in the Prestige studio. And he released an album called Stash, and it was cut in February of 59 on Prestige. And Hawk, although he comes way back to the late 20s, when he made a name for himself as a featured soloist in the Fletcher Henderson Band, he always surrounded himself in later years with young musicians. Many of them are straight ahead boppers. And in this particular track, which is called My Babe, written by, he was a blues artist, Willie Dixon, he surrounds himself with young Turks, such as Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Jerome Richardson on alto and flute, Idris Sullivan on trumpet, and Ray Bryan on piano. And listen to this little group do My Babe. poured fade by the engineer in a recording studio, and that was not done by our illustrious engineer here at Lakeshore Public Radio. And that was My Babe, written by Willie Dixon, which was an old blues thing he put together. And besides Colin Hawkins on tenor sax, we heard a little snippet of solo work by Pepper Adams on baritone sax. And a guitar player had a couple choruses. I'm not familiar with this gentleman, but Roy Gaines played some pretty nice blues guitar. That was from an album cut on the Prestige label.
Well, next we'll hear from another group led by a pianist. This time it's Les McCann. And this is from an LP entitled Django, which, of course, is a reference to the gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt. It's on the Fontana label, which is a Dutch label. And backing Les is Herbie Lewis on bass and Ron Jefferson on drums. And the tune is written by Ben Oakland and Oscar Hammerstein II, and it's entitled I'll Take Romance. Thank you. That was I'll Take Romance, featuring Les McCann on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Ron Jefferson on drums. That was from an LP released on the Fontana label entitled Django.
The last, better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns. We'll be taking a break for the news at the top of the hour, only about a five-minute break, and then we're back with approximately one more hour of fine modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to close out the show with our highlight artist, Coleman Hawkins. Back in 1957, Riverside Records asked Coleman to come into the studio and cut a disc, and they told him he could bring in his favorite musicians. So this is a hand-picked group by Coleman, and really an all-star ensemble that includes J.J. Johnson on trombone, Idris Suleman on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. This is a little thing written by the trumpet man, Idris Sullivan, called Juicy Fruit.